We begin in Melbourne, where a group of relieved Australians is gathering to welcome home Hakim Al-Arabi. The Melbourne-based refugee soccer player is now on a flight from Thailand, where he had been detained for more than 2 months. Thai police arrested him on his honeymoon when the government of Bahrain, the country he fled 6 years ago, issued an Interpol red notice for him. And while there's jubilation at his release, there are renewed concerns about the red notice system and the role of Australian authorities in the case, as Connie Aegis reports.
It's a day Fatima Yazbek thought might never come. At Melbourne International Airport today, she'll greet refugee Hakim Al-Arabi, who's been detained in Thailand for more than 2 months after his native country, Bahrain, issued an Interpol red notice.
Hakim just called us last night from Bangkok Airport before he checked in and before he boarded the flight. He is very happy. He is very grateful to all the efforts of the Australian community, the Australian football community and the Australian government. His family as well are grateful for all the efforts of his supporters, which led to this happy ending.
Fatima Yazbek is the spokeswoman for the Gulf Institute for Democracy and Human Rights and has been supporting his wife, who said in a statement that her heart is full with gratitude and her tears are now of relief and joy. She also thanked all Hakim Al-Arabi's supporters. Former Socceroo Craig Foster is at the top of that list, who spearheaded the campaign to free him.
It's just amazing, but there were many driving forces. I might have been the one out the front, most public, I guess, because I've got a bit of a platform. But look, some of the people who are working behind the scenes were just extraordinary. There was a huge coalition of people right around the world, and all of them, I wish they were here today to see Hakim, as I will be this afternoon here in Melbourne, because they all deserve it. It was a really amazing effort.
Bahrain officials have said in a statement that the country reserves the right to pursue all necessary actions against Hakim Al-Arabi, and the guilty verdict for allegedly vandalising a police station remains in place. That's despite the Australian government declaring him a refugee, Interpol dropping a red notice against him, and now Thailand dropping the extradition case. Robert L. Dietz is a former general counsel at the National Security Agency in the United States and was a senior advisor to the director of the CIA. He says this case highlights the need for Interpol to review its international notice system, which is supposed to allow national police forces in member countries to share crime-related information.
I think they need to do a much better job instead of saying, you know, country X says we want a red notice on Joe Schmo. I think that Interpol needs to do a much better job of identifying preliminary evidence, identifying with specificity what crime has been committed, and so forth. And in your country and in mine, if the police want to conduct a search warrant, they've got to, you know, get a warrant. And that requires the police going in front of a magistrate of some sort and presenting, why do you think this person's committed a crime, and you know, why do you want this search of his business or something like that? I think Interpol needs to demand similar kinds of evidence.
But for now, Fatima Yazbek says that's not what Hakim Al-Arabi will be focused on today.
He's going to go to see his wife. And maybe they're going to go to have their honeymoon. Hakim's crisis had a happy ending, but there are thousands of other prisoners who suffer every day, who still need our help and our support. We won't be silent.
That's the spokeswoman for the Gulf Institute for Democracy and Human Rights, Fatima Yazbek, ending that report by Connie Aegis.